Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a clip. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What's going on? The Mayor is in the building. Once again, it is on. 8 o'clock, Tuesday Night Vibe. After further review, GQ Palace Radio is in the building. Man, let's get it popping. We got a lovely one popping off tonight, man. The Mayor's in the house, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics to dial. December 10th, 2013 is the date. Situation's popping off right now. Real quick, man, because I know the NBA's hot right now. My man Chef out there in the building, he's watching the game. Miami Heat 42, Indiana Pacers 31, about 2.5 minutes to go in the second period. That's the hot game for the night. And if you was checked out after further review, number 418, that was the NBA game of the day. Other scores, man, before we just set it off right quick, man, Cavaliers 40, Knicks 38, Thunder 17, Hawks 14, Spurs 59, Raptors 53, Nets 23, Celtics 18, Wolves 34, Pistons 32, man. And the Bulls and the Hawks and the Bucks tip off later, and the Suns and the Lakers tip off later. Speaking of the Lakers, man, Kobe did his, you know, made his return Sunday night against Toronto. Watched a little bit of it. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, he only could be do what he could do. You know what I'm saying? I have no complaints about him. You know, he looked to be a part of the offense as far as moving the ball, getting the ball to somebody who could score the offense, you know. I think he had 9 points, you know what I mean, 8 turnovers, but that's going to improve. It was his first thing back. What did you expect? 40 points out the door? That wasn't going to happen. So, you know, he's got to, you know, get himself back into, you know, to the offense, to the flow, and you know, it'll get better before it gets any worse. So you can only take what you can get. His second game tonight against Phoenix, you know, looking for him to do some, you know, some bigger things, you know what I mean, to be, get some more minutes, you know what I'm saying, so he didn't have any complaints about as far as his Achilles and things of that nature, so he should be good to go. NFL scores, man, week 14. We're going to take it back right quick, man. NFL scores, week 14. It was a crazy week, man, in the NFL, man. The snow games was crazy. Thursday night, it was Jacksonville 27, Houston 20, Kansas City Chiefs 45, Washington 10, Baltimore Ravens 29, Vikings 26, Patriots 27, Browns 26, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27, Buffalo 6, Arizona 30, St. Louis 10. Shout out to the homies who was out there, man, for the game, Jerome and DJ Diz and all them, their crew, LD Incorporated. They was at the game at University of Phoenix Stadium. San Diego 37, the Giants 14, San Francisco 49ers 19, Seahawks 17, Broncos 51, Titans 28, Bengals 42, Colts 28, Packers 22, Falcons 21, Jets 37, Raiders 27, Eagles 34, Lions 20, Dolphins 34, Steelers 28, and the Sunday night game was New Orleans 31, Carolina 13, and last night Chicago Bears did it to the Dallas Cowboys 45-28. Yeah, man, I still have the Cowboys as my, you know, Super Bowl team. I picked them, the Colts, to go to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, you know, it's basically, you can't blame it on Tony Romo. You know what I mean? It's the defense. You know what I mean? Monty Kiffin, who was basically the inventor and the forefather of the Tampa 2. You know what I mean? I think he's, you know, out of his element. You know what I mean? It can't be, you know, the places and the personnel that you have on your teams. You know what I mean? You was doing your thing, you know, at Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? Then you left. You know what I mean? To follow your son, which is not, you know, I'm not mad at you for that. But, you know, you kind of, you know, you're older, you know what I mean? And Dick LeBeau's doing his thing. He's been doing it for a minute. And you were supposed to be that, you know, that guy, his counterpart, his peer group that can still make defenses work. I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, kind of, you know, leery on you right now and your defense. It can't be the personnel, because you got the personnel. Maybe it's the scheme. So if it's the scheme, then we have to talk about some other things to make it work. But week 14 was definitely a week to be remembered, man. A lot of good games, a lot of crazy games. Reminded of being back in the parking lot, man. You know what I mean? Playing in the snow. Used to love that. You know what I mean? You just touchdowns all over the place. Everybody's scoring. The last 2.5 minutes of the Vikings-Ravens game. You know, how crazy was that? You know, it was just, you know, touchdown after crazy play after crazy play. Shout out to the Detroit Lions defense for, you know, not showing up, you know, once again, you know, in the snow. They made LeSean McCoy made them look like they wasn't even out there. You know what I mean? So I want to hear some defense to that. You know what I mean? So we're in the building, man. GQ Palace, Unsigned Artist Radio. I did that last night. Excuse me. After Further Review is in the building, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Miss Rita who called last night, man, and chopped it up with me. My man Scribby chopped it up with me last night on Unsigned Artist Radio. But we're here, man, After Further Review. We're going to get into the BCS tonight. You know what I mean? Auburn. You know, I was hearing a lot of people talking about Missouri, and I was telling you Missouri wasn't going to make nothing happen, and Auburn just kind of ran over them. Shout out to the big homie, Trey Mason from Auburn, running back. He's been invited to the Heisman ceremony on Saturday night. That's my dude. His father's DJ Maceo from De La Soul. So I'm hoping that Maceo could get up in the building on Saturday night, man. The Heisman might not look like a good look for him, but he's in the running. It's an honor to be, you know, even in the building for that. You know what I mean? And he proved his worth in the SEC title game against Missouri. So, yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about the Heisman. We're going to talk about the winter meetings. You know what I mean? Throw a little bit more Kobe in there. Talk about my Syracuse Orange men. You know what I mean? Got him number 2 in the country. I hear the bell. I got you. Let me get my thing off. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about the NHL, man. You know what I mean? Talk about the Zab fight. Zab, Judah Dunn. We're going to get into that. Get into some other things, man. So after Further Review, GQ Palace is in the building, man. We got the first caller of the evening. My man Ziggy's in the building. Ziggy, what's good? How are you, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's going on?
You're supposed to speak a little bit louder than that, man. The Detroit Lions, man.
Okay, I got my tail between my legs
You ain't got your tail between your legs until I say you got your tail between your legs.
What I'm saying is, you ain't got to explain that to me.
I'm totally capable of understanding what you're talking about.
We getting into the playoff, but it look like we backing in. We coming through the back door.
Oh,
and that's not
God.
A good pace. I'm calling it like it is, man. You know, we had the game.
No, you not.
And my defense, you know what? Okay, Shorts, I don't get it. I don't really dig what he be doing. But I like his spunk. I like his move sometimes. He make dumb decisions like in Pittsburgh. But as far as his moxie, I kind of like what he's doing. I would not even let Gunther Cunningham come back on the plane. I would give me another defensive coordinator because this is the whole, we've been going through this the whole year. We need crucial stops and we just don't get them. And let me also say this, but the ref, please, can we have some replacement refs back? Because they look like the replacement ref. They blew 3 calls and we not a strong enough team. No excuse, but we not no strong enough team to come back because we'll shoot ourselves in the foot by ourselves. We don't need no help from the Foot Locker guys with the wearing the shirts.
Right.
But we don't need no help. But they took three calls that actually, when they reviewed it, was 0-3, and you was like, well, what was they looking at? His foot, Because, like, for example, the touchdown on the back of the end zone, he's standing out of, he went out of bounds by himself.
Right.
He's standing at his footprint right there. They just overlooked the whole, you know, common sense theory. Oh, look down. Man, that's his footprint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They didn't even look at that. It's Dominic Sue. He get caught up in plays where he got his hand straight up in the air on a
right.
two-point conversion.
Right.
He got his hand straight up in the air about to block the ball, but they call holding on him.
Right.
What are you looking at?
I had no idea, but not to cut you off or nothing. Are you finished? Listen,
no, I'm
gonna tell you something.
To get on my
let me tell you something about. No, let me tell you something. You was up in that game.
I understand.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I let you speak. I gave you the floor. I let you speak. You really ain't say nothing. You was up 14-0, right, in the snow on the road. Okay, right. You gave up 28 points in the fourth quarter. LeSean McCoy, 40-yard touchdown run. LeSean McCoy, 57-yard touchdown run. Chris Pope, 38-yard touchdown run. You mean to tell me, my dude, that, I was watching the game. I was looking at the game. I'm like, why is Detroit not, you know, they're not even there. This is supposed to be a playoff team, and I want to hear the excuses. I'm so glad that you can come on this forum and speak. You know what I mean? Instead of, you know, getting shut down in other forums where you don't agree with me or you don't say something I don't like, I'm going to shut you down. Nah, speak your piece, but I'm going to let you know what it is. Your Lions, yo, it's 28. How many points did they give up in the fourth quarter last week?
I said it, though, man. I said, I agree with you on all that.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear me when I said fire Gus Cunningham? And anywhere in my message, I said the defense coordinator got to go. I'm sorry. You know, this is my team. I watch them snap in, snap out.
Mm-hmm.
I know what their faults and their holes are.
Right.
You know, but that's why I said they – and everybody put short head on the hook, and when they want to cut it off. Sometimes I also do, too.
Mm.
But, you know, if one of them two got to go, it got to be Guthrie.
All right. We got another call. We got another call on the line, my dude. We got another call on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. Thanks for holding.
What's going on?
What's happening? Another sideline incident, I see. What's going on? What's up with y'all on the sideline, yo?
You know what? All I can say through that whole game, missed tackles, that's the complete game for the Steelers. And
so,
are they
officially, is it officially a wrap for them now?
We're going to give you a round of applause and everything.
We just want to hear, is it a wrap for the Steelers? Are they done?
No, you know I never say that.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Well, put the applause button back. You can take your hand off the applause button. It's okay.
Come on. You know I come at me with that way. You know I never
but
say that.
If that would have been like the most amazing comeback and ironic if he would have, you know what I mean?
Because
you're looking at it, and they're doing like, you know, they're doing the, you know, the pitch back and forth, you know what I mean? They try to, you know, extend the play, keep it moving. He got down the sideline. I was like, oh, no. That's when you needed Mike Tomlin on the side, to step off the sideline then. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm like, and then look at something, I'm watching this game, and like, you know, I am as biased, and I could care less.
Hey, Ziggy, she done threw the care less in the mix. Know what that means?
She done threw the care less in the mix. It's all good.
When you interrupt a game and, you know, and brought up, and it was just a Sunday that I will not forget watching this game.
Well, 5-8, I don't know what to tell you.
I got two words
for you, Ziggy. I got two words for you, Kia.
Tampa Bay.
I told you the other group off the bridge.
When you went 0-6, you was ready to jump off the bridge.
Do.
I'm the one that held you up.
I always do. But you know what, though? That's my team. I've been rocking with them forever. That's my team. I always do that.
You're supposed to.
But
you know
what I'm
saying,
saying
is, you would.
But look, I told the other group that I was, you know, maybe that Tampa Bay was going to win four games, right?
And everybody laughed at me.
They called me all kinds of names, and they,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's all good. It's all good because
at the same time, I did not come in on that. I'm not saying you did.
For that other group, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because it is what it is. The sports cream rises to the top. It always does. You know what I mean? But no disrespect. But I'm just saying, man, I just call it like I see it. That's all I do, man. You know what I'm saying? So in respect to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we are a better team than that. But you know what, though? I'm looking at next year. We're going to have a nice cream puff third-place schedule. We play the AFC North next year. So, Kia, we're going to definitely have some more conversations.
Oh, please.
Because my Buccaneers going to see your Steelers.
We play the AFC North.
So, you know it's going down. So, you know, Kia might be missing the action for a couple weeks next season.
You know how it's going down. It's in the air.
I put it out there already. Shots fired. Already. Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh Steelers is going down.
You want to bring. You know good as well how I am. I do not care. So, nothing about the Steelers.
That's what it is. But yo, anything in those real quick, anything in those games this weekend that really bugged? Did you sit to see the 2 minutes of the Vikings and the Ravens game where they were going back and forth for touchdowns? That was crazy.
Yeah, and I watched the same. And we back and forth with TV when it's over side, the other side with the Browns game.
Mhm. And the Browns and the Patriots. Shout out to Rob Gronkowski, man, out for the season. Word.
Yeah, Josh Gordon. That's what I could say, Josh Gordon.
Hey, I also want to say, Mike Shanahan, don't worry. Houston Texans will be calling you.
Yeah, Houston Texans might be
calling
you.
You don't
need them. Buffalo Bills might be calling
you. Up under the bus. He threw him up under the bus. He still ain't taking a rap for that game.
All I can say about that situation is they kind of brought that on themselves. You know what I mean? Keeping them in that playoff game last year. And you know, everybody saw what it was, you know what I mean? So I don't know, you know, what the deal was, and Mike Shanahan just, you know, kind of let the kid just, you know, talk him into keeping him on the field, or
he had no choice,
Mayor.
He didn't have no choice, first of all.
What was wrong with Kirk Cousins?
What
was wrong with Kirk Cousins?
He might want to put Kirk Cousins in. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
RG was running around with one leg, son.
When you got a guy riding a private jet in the rest of the team.
Who cares about that? He's running around with one leg,
man. All the other teams see it. Your teammates see that, man. They see that. You over here.
Nah, we coming at it from different. We looking at it from different angles, my dude.
I mean, I'm looking at it from the whole perspective. But when Shanahan, because I'm going to tell you something. Shanahan did not want to trade up and get RG3. He wanted Tannehill. And he would still have St. Louis.
But you can't worry about that now, my G. That's over and done with.
But he never had control of it, though.
He didn't want to drop RG3. He wanted Ryan Tannehill over RG3. You wild right now.
Yes, because he was thinking big picture. He was thinking of where he wanted to go.
Ziggy, you know that.
He would have been put Kirk Cousins in, but the thing about it is, Snyder been probably talking behind him, closed doors, telling him, no, you know, we're trying to put seats in the butt.
We got another call on the line. That's the bell. We hot tonight, yo. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Pop off about your Eagles. Ziggy's right here, so you can. You know what I mean?
Ziggy.
So you can make that happen. So, hey, T, before you get started, I'm going to give you the floor. Make it happen. Ziggy.
Hold up,
Ziggy. What was that you were saying last Tuesday?
I ain't saying nothing, nah. Go ahead. Pop your collar.
I'm not going to even lie, because when it was 14-0, I got up. It was snowing like crazy. I said, I'm going to the store because we'd have lost this one. I said, and I know I got to hear it Tuesday. I said, so I am going to the store. Come back from the store. I'm looking 28-20. I got to screaming, doing my little dance and everything. I was like, oh, dang, I can't call him and mess with him now.
Hey, T, I'll give you one better than that. I'm in the same boat looking at you, and when it got 28-20, I did like the guy on the Bud Light commercial. I walked away from the TV, hoping to see if luck can change. I come back, they didn't score it again, 34-20. I said, I might as well stay where I was at. So, you know, it go both ways, you know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, dang, I missed all of this. Because that's what I was saying. Maybe if I leave home, they'll do better.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm out there on the field.
Ziggy,
and I'm thinking the same thing. I'm down 20.
She sent me a text, yo. I was like, oh, no, here we go.
I'm down 28-20. I'm thinking the same thing. We might get a turnover. We done fumbled all the time.
We done had seven fumbles.
They fumbled one time, and I'm like, maybe if I walk away, they'll fumble.
But
you know,
I said,
like
Ziggy. Ziggy, I said, where was you at when it was 14-9? She said, I was in the store shopping, praying. I said, I hear you.
Yeah, I did. I got real upset.
And
it was the fourth quarter when I came back home.
So, T, you were in first place. How does it feel? You were in first place. By yourself, NFC East.
Well, you know what?
It felt like we're
banging
into it.
I said,
we don't make it. We got two out of the next three at the
Ziggy, excuse me, Ziggy.
I'm talking to a winner, please.
Excuse me, Mr. Ziggy. I'm talking to a winner, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, but you know what? We got the Vikings, Chicago, and then Dallas again.
I mean, it's up to y'all, man. It's up. I mean, you know what? I'm kind of rooting for you, but then again, I'm rooting against you because I picked Dallas to go to the Super Bowl, and the only way they're gonna make the playoffs is if they win the division. So it's gonna come down. It's gonna come down to that last game, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the 29th or the 19th.
It's the last game of the season, whatever day that is. It's the last game of the season.
I think it's the 29th.
I'm rooting for y'all against Chicago.
You know
what?
I see them boys. They hungry. You know, the Eagles are really hungry, and Nick Foles, this boy, he's real comfortable now.
Right, okay. Okay, that's a nice way to put it. I like that.
You know, he's got that determination.
Mm-hmm.
And McCoy,
you know the job is his, so you got, yeah, okay.
And McCoy,
only one can come up in the NFC East? Only one can come
only
out?
Only one.
Yeah,
okay. Only one.
One out coming out the North, too.
Whoever win the division.
Yep.
I'm gonna take a look at that. I didn't see that. I was wondering if two could come out.
Mm-hmm.
South and the West got that locked up.
Yep. Whoever wins the NFC East, that's who's making the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Because you're looking at it like this, Kia. Kia, look at it like this. The Redskins are dead. The Giants are dead. You know what I mean?
We already know about the Giants. One thing about Shanahan, you know, it's like a win lose a draw with Shanahan. I don't think he could care less if he's not coaching in the Redskins next season.
I agree with you on that.
I don't agree. He's not.
He's got one more year on his contract.
I think so.
Okay, so
he can take the year off and chill. He's still gonna get paid regardless.
I don't think he's gonna take the year off.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay.
I say congrats to you on the Bucks win.
Yeah, you know, we got that fourth win, you know what I'm saying? A Buffalo Bills team that's not ready, you know what I'm saying? We had to take advantage of it.
Oh, well, they had to leave. Oh, well,
you know,
get them how you get it. A win is hard to come by.
A win is a win.
There you go.
I'm still disappointed in my team. It could have been a lot better. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. I got to take it as it comes. You know what I'm saying?
What
so ride out with my Buccaneers.
Hey, I don't care if it's against a high school basketball team. I don't care if it's against a high school basketball team. A win is a win.
There you go. W is a W and a L is a L.
What was the final score of that game?
Tampa Bay and Buffalo?
Yeah, what's the final score?
27-6.
Okay.
Yeah,
Buffalo stinks though. So I mean, you know, I'm not going to take that as no great victory or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
And Y'all stink too, so Ann.
Now, my team don't stink.
My team beat your team.
So what you talking about?
I understand, so, okay.
Hey, can you applaud Ziggy for being absent-minded? Can you applaud Ziggy for being absent-minded? Press the applaud button for Ziggy for being absent-minded. How do you want to tell me about my team stinking when I beat you at home?
Come on, son, still got a better record than y'all, and you're watching us, though. Ziggy, be very quiet. You might beat us three more times, but at the end of the day, you're going to be watching us.
Be very quiet. What, watch you blow leads to the Eagles?
You're not going to be helping us. You're not going to be out there blowing leads.
I help myself. I beat you. I help myself. I don't need to help you. I help myself.
You're going
to
be sitting on the porch.
But that's okay. I got a win over you. I'm 1-0 against the Detroit Lions.
Take
what?
Your win and you eliminate and it's
that's
all good.
That's right. I win. You lose.
Bye-bye.
At the
end of the day,
we
lose.
Have some lovely party games.
We ain't never won a Super Bowl. I'm used to losing. Okay.
I am used to losing.
I said winning smells like hot fudge in the summertime, baby.
I'm trying to tell you.
I ain't never smelt that because I ain't part of a winning organization.
Listen, you need to hang out with me sometime. You need to hang out with me, baby. Word up. You need to hang out with me. It's going down, man. After further reviews in the building, man, GQ Palace Radio, we're going to slide off to another substance situation right now, man. We're going to talk about the BCS a little bit. Ziggy, what happened to Missouri, man?
Whoa, let's talk about Michigan State first.
No. We're going to get into that. I got you. What happened to Missouri?
Trey, Mason.
De La Soul in the building. Shout out to De La Soul.
Mason.
Word up.
Mason, they just couldn't match Mason. Oh, Mason would have the stars to line up. Like, he put that game right there put him in the green room.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, he was having a pretty decent season, but that game right there, they had no excuse. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Kia, I gotta get your invitations because you know how you did it last year. You had your little invitation to people who are gonna be in the green room. But yeah, Ziggy, yeah, my Ohio State Buckeyes, man, went down in flames. I mean, what else can you say, man? It was bound to happen.
Man, I'm sorry. Let me tell you something.
This ain't even
no right for me to speak on. I'm not an Ohio State guy. A person or individual. Hey, let the other person speak for Ohio State.
Man, listen.
I rocked out with them, and they should have
won the game. They was never really in the game. I don't know. You know, they just didn't show up. That to me, that's an instance of not showing up. That game right there, because I think that you know a lot was on the line. You know what I mean? You know, regardless of how Auburn, you know, played against Missouri. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of that. They just should have went in there and did what they had to do against Michigan State. It was on a neutral field, so it wasn't like we went on the road and we lost, or we lost at home. It was on a neutral field, so what was the problem? It was no weather element in the game that was determining what was going to happen. Michigan State just came to play.
Can I tell you something? Michigan State, first of all, they had the number one ranked defense in the country. So they wasn't running up against no Wolverine team that was going to let them march up and down the field like that. You know, they was going to get theirs, but Michigan State was going to adjust. Number two, Michigan State actually fought back. They actually punched back, and
Ohio State fought back.
No, what I'm saying, they was down 24-17. So they had to punch back to even win that game. They punched back. They can't. When they were down 24.
And that's due to the sorry Ohio State defense that's been sorry all year long. You're right. Go ahead. You're right.
Okay, but, you know, and Connor Cook made enough plays. He made enough plays not to lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
304 yards, 3 touchdowns, right.
So they actually, you know, Michigan State actually, you know, like I said, they Michigan showed the blueprint the week before that.
But look, the two plays in the second quarter, the 72-yard touchdown, cooked to Keith Mumphrey, that made it 10-0. Then they came right back And then got another 33-yard touchdown to Tony Lippitt that made it 17-0. So it was like, you know what I mean? Before it was 17 because I was turning from that and watching the fights. And I'm like, oh, man, Ohio State going to get done tonight, man. They're not even there.
Right. But then on momentum, what came right back across the field and back across the field and sat up back over there by Ohio State.
But then Michigan State came right back on them. That's my thing right there. They came right back. That's why I dropped Michigan. I mean, I dropped Ohio State, man. They was living on that all year long, and it was bound to happen.
For the final
man, what did Ohio State get? I missed the 9 o'clock yesterday. What did Ohio State get? What bowl did they get?
What bowl did Ohio State get?
Did they get the Titus?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Kid, you be killing me.
I
got you. Hold on one second. Ohio State. I'm looking right now for it. Ohio State got the Orange Bowl. They played Clemson.
Okay. Yes, okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so Ohio State got the Orange Bowl, man.
Okay.
The national championship game, Florida State and Auburn, I'm not picking that game yet. It's going to be a great one. I think it's going to be a real good game. You know what I mean? I'm trying to link up with my man to see if they're going out there for that game. It's going to be crazy at the Rose Bowl.
You think he's not going to go out there? You think he's not going to go out there?
Is that what I said? I'm wondering if he's going to show up Saturday night. I'm talking about Maceo from De La Soul. I'm wondering if he's going to show up Saturday night.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's going to show up Saturday night for the Heisman presentation. You know what I mean? That's cool. You know what I mean? That's what it is. So, yeah, the bowl games, the BCS got it right. You know what I mean? And, you know, you can't deny the SEC. The SEC is right back up in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Alabama, Missouri.
I think called it on Mike and Mike when he said it. He got a feeling that SEC team will sneak right back in, and he called it on Mike
you know,
and Mike.
Ohio State did that. They blew that up.
They blew that up.
So you can't really blame Auburn for doing what they needed to do.
No,
they won a game.
They
kept coming back against Missouri. No, shout out to Missouri, man. You know what I mean? They represented, but. You know, they just couldn't stop Trey Mason. He was just doing up, just running crazy.
Did you see that Baylor-Texas game?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the Baylor-Texas game.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Oklahoma-Oklahoma State.
I watched Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
I watched that.
I can't believe they lost that game.
Yeah, you know. I mean, that's the Bedlam Bowl. They get it in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. There's a kid from Oregon, right? His name is Farrell Brown. And he got suspended for the bowl game. They're going to the Alamo Bowl. And he got suspended for the bowl game for throwing snowballs. But they had a snowball fight, I guess, because some snow was whatever. And they had a snowball fight, and they suspended him for the bowl game. What's your opinion on that? I mean, throwing snowballs.
Where were they throwing at?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
I can't even answer that.
They were throwing him at cars.
I'm asking you. What was the cause of them throwing snowballs?
It was a snowball fight. That's all they was doing. Throwing snowballs.
Well, I don't think he should have been suspended, but
my point being, the reason why I asked that was like, how retarded, excuse my choice of words, but how crazy is that?
That's stupid. A little stupid.
They didn't want to pay for another room. They didn't want to pay for another airplane ticket. They thought to come back. That's all that I can think of.
Somebody said they didn't want to pay for another room. That's funny.
Suspended him now from the coach or the athletic director? Who suspended him? The coach or...
The athletic director.
Okay, that's what I said. The AD or the coach. That's why I asked you. Who suspended him?
The athletic director. I mean, really, and that's another question. Does it matter? Why are you suspending him for throwing snowballs?
I don't even know what the athletic director is.
I mean, you know, hold on, kid. Look, I get where you're going, but nobody was, you know, life was threatened. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's life was threatened. Nobody,
is this nails in the coffin, or is it nails in the coffin right now, or is this you know.
He's suspended for a game. For the Alamo Bowl. There's only one game left. He's suspended for that game. Why?
It's a nail in the coffin. I mean, he's not going to be reversed or not. That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. I would hope I would hope by the time, you know, it comes up for it, they start practicing for it or whatever, that they would come to their senses, man. But this, though,
right,
this is really crazy.
Right. That's what I'm just, yeah.
And then check out Michigan State, Ziggy. I know you heard about that. You out there. They giving people loans to go to the Rose Bowl. What's up with that?
Bro, they trying to get a big following. They trying to get people to actually come out there and, you know, and mess with them. And come see the game and everything.
So Michigan State don't travel?
They don't travel like Michigan do.
Okay.
Real talk. And, you know, this little brother, you know, we happy for little brother.
And they haven't been to the Rose Bowl since, like, when the last time they've been to the Rose Bowl?
Lorenzo White.
Wow.
Lorenzo White days.
But, yeah, so what they're doing is that, some kind of finance company out there, they saying, like, yo, we'll, you know, give you, loan you some money to go to the Rose Bowl, and then you'll be living in your car in your parents' backyard because you want to go to the Rose Bowl, and you ain't got nobody to pay that loan back. But, Kia, your boy, Jadeveon Clowney, doing 110 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. What's up with that, Kia? Kia, hello?
He just wanted to take a little.
He was test driving the Ferrari or what? What's going on?
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with driving 110 miles an hour in the 70 mile an hour zone.
It was in the country, right? He got there in South Carolina. That's all country roads.
That's all country roads.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna get me to say it. You're not.
All country roads.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get on track with
Cloudy's going. I just wanted to know your opinion about it. I appreciate you. It's all country roads.
So, I'm not gonna say what I
want to
say because
it's all country roads.
Yeah, you wasn't gonna track me up that one, so I think I'm gonna get Cloudy.
No, not going against him. I don't see his name on the list for the green room either. I wanted to get your opinion on that, but you know.
He's not going. Well, we knew he wasn't going weeks ago.
What you say? Week three? What you say?
Weeks ago. We knew he wasn't going.
No doubt. So who do you disagree with, you know, them putting in the green room for Saturday night?
The list was okay with me.
They got Manziel. They got the kid from Northern Illinois, Jordan Lynch.
And he's only out of respect, because I'm quite sure a lot of people don't want him to be in there. But
they got Trey Mason, James Winston, and the kid from Boston College, the running back from Boston College.
Yeah, he's in there.
Okay. And I'm not mistaken, they may have one more person. One more person might be in there. Let me see.
A.J. McCarron.
A.J. McCarron from Alabama. Okay. A.J. McCarron. So, I mean, you know, about all the people that we were talking about earlier in the year, Teddy Bridgewater.
No sir.
You know, the kid from the running back from Georgia, Ty Gurley Jr. We were talking about a lot of people as the year went by, and then, you know, some of them fell by the way.
They had Oklahoma State running back
with
me. I remember
Steve Strunk
was even mixed.
He was in there early in the season before Bryce Petty. Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Winston kind of like, you know, came out of nowhere, so to speak. He's a redshirt freshman or whatever. But, you know, the way they blow people out the frame, it's just you can't deny him the Heisman.
At this point, you can't deny him. He got up and walked out the interview.
Hold that thought, kid, one second. We got another call on the line. What's your name and where you calling from, my dude? Welcome to the bigger show, first off.
Eric Hoover, West Virginia.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling the show. What's good? What's on your mind, man?
Not much, man. Just want to give a little bit of insight on my favorite team, Florida State.
Okay, all right, all right. Yeah, we were just talking, we were just chopping it up about Florida State, man. You know, we got the number one team in the country right now. Feeling real good, going to the BCS title game, Pasadena in a couple of weeks, man, about 28 days to be exact. So what's the vibe, you know, as far as how you feel about Florida State going in and regard to the start from the whole season, man, the start from the season and walk us through it. So what do you feel about it, and you think that they deserve to end up where they are right now?
I mean, they do deserve where they are right now because if you look at the stats and look what they put up every quarter, man, I mean, it's like it's fantastic. And just for a redshirt freshman to do what he does,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's going to be the second freshman in the NCAA to win a Heisman. So that's saying something.
No doubt. No doubt. You're right on that, for him.
But I've always been a Florida State fan, man. I've been, you know, they had their moments, but, you know, they got a good program, a new coach. He's doing his thing, and I'm proud of him.
Okay, so, I mean, let me, now that you brought that up, the new coach, Jimbo Fisher, was it, you know, coming from a perspective as a Florida State fan, was there really a lot of animosity towards him at first, the way, you know, the way they kind of did Bobby Bowden, kind of like pushed him out the door a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it, you know, when people's positions get threatened, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of animosity, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
mm-hmm.
he did his thing. He deserved the position, and look what he done with it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. I mean, and so as far as, you know, I guess, you know, we know where your Heisman vote is going. You got James Winston all day, right?
Yeah, I mean, I give it to the people that deserve it, and trust and believe me, that young man deserves it.
Okay. All right. All right. You know, irregardless of, you know, about the timing of how they try to come out with this little the little incident that he was dealing with for the past couple of weeks, I think they think it was a better or bad timing, and they kind of like wanted to kind of like put something out there for the Heisman voters to dissuade them from voting for James Winston. But again, you know, no disrespect and whatever, I don't know the situation and the details of what happened, but I just thought it was a, you know, real bad timing for that to come out at that point in time. And you know,
it was a bad timing because to the point before he even started playing football, this happened a while ago.
Okay.
To bring it up at the peak of his career,
right?
It's kind of like a slap in the face, like an insult, you know?
And to me, just my opinion, from watching it from the outside looking in, I think that once they got a hold of that and they had the media I'm talking about, they grasped on it, and they kind of like, instead of, you know, James Winston, Heisman candidate, it was James Winston, you know, dealing with this charge, and then they would talk about what he did on the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like a guilty till proven innocent type of situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regardless of how, you know, what happened and how it went down, no disrespect to nobody, but at the end of the day, look what happened at the end of the day. Bung.
Yeah, but see, there's this one guy, I can't think of his name, he was on TV.
Uh-huh.
He quote the best thing ever. He was like, do not judge the man because what happened to him on his personal, on his behalf, on his own business, on his own terms.
Right.
But judge him what he's done for the team, what type of stats he's put up, and what kind of character he is on the field.
Okay,
then,
but okay.
With the media, they was trying to shoot him down.
Right, right. But as to my point, what I was saying earlier, though, to what you just said, quoting what you heard, it's like, I think to that I would say you have to kind of like show some kind of characters, not high quality. Look at Johnny Manziel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at what he was going, what he was doing last year, bugging out and all that stuff. But to me, to say that type of situation is kind of like extra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to kind of like pay attention to that. If you're a Heisman voter, you know what I mean, irregardless of when the situation came out or whatever, because there's been plenty of athletes that, you know, were dealing with situations like this, like Maurice Claret, okay, the name one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, it kind of had to be like an eye raiser. You know what I mean? They raised their eyebrows like, wow, this kid, you know, he's a freshman. He's got a personality. He's got the swag. He's winning games. He's doing numbers. Now to have this, it's like the chink in the armor. So now we got to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I get what you're saying as far as pay attention to what he did on the field. But look at it like this. If James Winston wasn't James Winston, do you think the charges would have been brought up at that point?
To be honest with you, I mean, I can't really say for sure. Nobody really can. But I think if he wasn't like the way he was, I think they wouldn't brought it up. Because, like
right,
I said,
okay.
it happened, It happened so long ago.
Right. That's another issue. You know what I mean? But we're not going to get into the law ballistics about it. You know what I mean? We're just kicking it as sports fans and all that. And I definitely appreciate you for calling. So, what's your other team, man? Who else you like so we can get into it right quick?
I like the Oregon Ducks, man.
You like Oregon too? I used to be on Oregon, man, but I don't know. Marcus Mariota, he just kind of like they let Stanford do it to him. They lost another game early in the season and they just fell off.
That was
I think it's too many uniform changes, man. they got 1,000 different uniforms, man.
That's the reason why I really like them because they
right, no doubt.
They get jerseys.
Right. They will stay in somebody's closet, man. They got 1,000 different uniform combinations. Shout out to the Oregon Ducks, man. You know what I mean? And Marcus Mariota's coming back, so you know that he's probably like, yo, I need to clear a clear path to the Heisman. But James Winston's gonna come back too.
Yeah, but you know that's where the president of Nike came from was Oregon.
Yeah, right. Phil Knight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
They're going to get the best deals.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what it is. We here, man. We on Friday night, man, after further review, man. TQ Palace in the building. I got my man Ziggy in the building. I got Key in the building with me. I got T in the building. And I got my man Eric, man, from West Virginia on the check-in. That's what it is. So what's your NFL team, man? I'm going to pick
my
your
NFL
brain, man.
Is, I really
the right
don't
show.
I really don't want to mention them. It's the Giants. I'm disappointed
in them. Oh, the Giants.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed in those guys.
Yeah, man. Hey, but you know what though? You know what though, Eric? I think that game right there for Eli Manning had to be kind of like on his mind because dealing with what he had to deal with going into that game. You understand what I'm saying? Remember draft day? Okay, he got drafted by the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
And if you recall, I'm gonna tell you that draft he had the screw face on the whole time. Him, Archie Manning. And Peyton Manning. I remember that draft day, man, because it was funny to me because they were like saying, you know, Eli's not going to play for the San Diego Chargers. Right?
He kept
this
telling him not to draft him, though.
Huh?
He did a John Elway.
But listen to what I'm saying, though.
Eli told San Diego he didn't want to play for them. I don't want to play for y'all. Don't draft me.
Trade me.
They needed a quarterback. Who else was they going to have? They drafted Eli Manning. Then the Chargers stepped into play.
What
you say?
You got to think about it, man. He's won 2 Super Bowls at his age, man. So I mean,
I'm not talking about his Super Bowls. I'm talking about when he said that he didn't want to. He was had it on his mind that he was going to about San Diego. And San Diego, I'm saying that he didn't go to San Diego because he told San Diego he didn't want to play for them.
Okay, so isn't that what he told them that he wasn't going to play for them. The Giants stepped to the plate and drafted Philip Rivers, and they said, you know what, we're going to trade Philip Rivers for Eli Manning. But my point being is, what the hell is Eli Manning doing running the NFL? Why are you dictating where you're going to go? And even with John Elway, when he did that to the Baltimore Colts,
Elway did it.
Playing in the NFL is not a right. Playing in the NFL is a privilege.
I understand.
So how are you going to tell me you coming out of college? Your daddy ain't never won no Super Bowls. Your daddy ain't got no juice in this matter. So why are you talking about I don't want to play for San Diego? Where do you get the gumption to say you don't want to play for whoever?
Man, you know when Elway said the same thing about the Colts?
So we're not talking about Elway.
Okay.
Elway should have did that either. Elway had baseball to hold over the Colts' head. He told the Colts, if you draft me, I'm going to play for the Yankees.
Yes.
Hold on. We got another caller on the line, man. We're blowing it up tonight, man. After further review, GQ Palace is in the building. All right. My man Brian, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, fam. What's good?
Hey, what's up, and LOL at all you Ohio State fans.
Yeah,
hope
man.
All y'all heard
I had Ohio State number one for a long time. They did it to themselves, man. They didn't show up.
It ain't no LOL this way.
They just didn't show up, man. It's all good.
Nah, they slept on Michigan State. That's what happened. That was the problem.
I didn't sleep on Michigan State.
I don't think they slept on them. They just didn't show up, man.
Hold on, one at a time, man.
One at a time. We're live free traffic here. One at a time. So, Brian, go ahead, man. You the new caller on the line, man. Pop your collar.
I'm just saying, man. I'm thrilled that Ohio State got their colors shown for that match. I loved it. I blew up my Facebook wall on that game the whole entire game.
No doubt. So do you think it was just a thing that, you know, Ohio State wasn't ready, or Michigan State is really that good?
Actually, I just think Michigan State was really that good. Their defense came through a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They really slept on that defense. That was their major problem. You know, they had, I can't recall their names. I know they had their quarterback, man. Ohio State did. That quarterback was real nice, man, but I just think he was just sleeping on these dudes. He got caught up. So,
yeah, I hear you. No doubt. Michigan State was doing those, you know, a lot of those exotic blitzes, and like Ziggy said earlier, they had the number one rush defense in the country, so they wasn't really, you know, they didn't come in to fool around, you know what I mean? So they just kind of like took the heart from Ohio State, man, with that 17-0 lead. And I just think it was, you know, Ohio State never really got, they got back in the game, but Michigan State wasn't going nowhere.
No, they
wasn't. Did you see Urban Meyer's face?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He sitting over here like, oh, I can't believe what I'm watching.
Another thing, too, is, though, man, you know, they had, what, like a 24 winning streak for a while, right?
Yeah, 24 games in a row.
Yeah, they was pumping their head up like they was unstoppable and stuff.
But
so
to that point, I would say, you know, a lot of times, you know, people were saying, shout out to my man Shay, shout out to my man Ziggy. They would say that, you know, Ohio State didn't play nobody with the Big Ten schedule, which is true.
Yeah, they
but
didn't.
You know what?
Yeah.
But you know what, though, to that point, though, I would say they lost to a Big Ten team.
Yeah.
So, if you were going to beat Ohio State, beat them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I guess we'll never find that out now. They're going to play against Clemson in the bowl game, and we'll see what it is.
The thing about it is, if Ohio State would have made it to the BCS, they would have been the Notre Dame of last year.
I don't think it would have been that bad.
They would have ran them over. They would have ran them over.
It would have been that bad.
45-0.
Notre Dame was just nervous last year. Manti Te'o was dealing with something else altogether different last year.
I'm talking about Florida State. Go ahead, make your point.
Do you think Ohio State didn't have every reason to be arrogant about their 24-0?
Oh, I'm sorry, you was breaking up a little bit. Say that again, please.
You don't think Ohio State had any reason to be, why they can't be arrogant about, you know, they was overconfidence or confidence about them being 24-0 and they were going to think they're unbeatable. You think they were wrong for doing that?
I mean, I understand that being proud, whatever. I can understand that. But when that gets into your head, that affects your game play and stuff, because a lot of people feel like they just can't be touched. You know what I'm saying?
Let me speak from experience, because I play semi-pro football. So, I mean, those type of guys, man, when they're thinking they're 24-0, yeah, they're going to walk around with a big block on their shoulder. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to think they're untouchable, they're undefeated. Especially with the schedule like that, of course, yeah, they're going to think, yeah, they're going to be undefeated all season until somebody steps up and knocks them down, like Michigan State. I mean, Michigan, week before that game, could have beat them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
There was a couple of games Ohio State could have lost.
We ain't got no defense, and we stayed in that game.
Yeah.
We stayed in that game. Why you think Ohio State last week, man? I knew the Ohio State. If I said if they had a team that fight back.
One at a time, yo.
So, Brian, sometimes you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, about the advocacy. I mean, it works in sports. They're going to be arrogant because they were 24-0. But I don't think there's nothing wrong. But, yes, they came here and they got beat.
I just think they wasn't humble enough.
I just think they wasn't as ready to play Michigan State as they supposed to play Michigan State.
They got bullied. They got hit in the mouth, and they couldn't recover.
If they got bullied, Michigan State got bullied back because Braxton was bringing his team back. So it goes both ways.
I wouldn't say it was necessary about them being unready because they all go through practice. They all watch the films, you know what I'm saying, watch their play films and stuff from their opponents' games. I think they was ready, but I just think that, like, they were just exuberant, super confident.
Hey, B, let me add an extra to that. And to that, why you saying, you know, when you just said Ohio State, Michigan State was hearing all that throughout the week, throughout on TV and everything, and then the cyber world, they was hearing all the news where everybody was talking about they gonna get blitzed, they gonna get beat, they gonna get all this. They there to play a game too, so them hits that they putting on them is gonna be extra harder because they've been the underdog the whole time, and they dollied them the whole time. And they said, well, who's going to be next? They already put Ohio State in the national championship. Michigan State, where we standing right here. We can do something about this. That's all I'm saying. We can do something about this.
You finished? Can I interject for 1 second? First of all, Michigan State is not going to be on it's us against the world. They're in the Big Ten championship game, so they deserve to be there just as much as Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Michigan State was handling their business, just like Ohio State was handling their business, right? Ohio State, they was playing on a neutral field, okay? Ohio State was down 17-0 before they looked up. Ohio State is like, okay, it's not over with. We're going to do what we have to do. But Michigan State was not going nowhere. Braxton Miller was 8-21, okay, as opposed to your man Cook, Connor Cook, was 24-40. So when Ohio State had the ball, what were they doing with it? He had 21 rushing attempts for 142 yards. All he was doing was running. Michigan State was doing what they had to do. Big scoring plays aside, Michigan State never went nowhere. They were up 17, right? They were down 10,
mm-hmm.
and they came back and won
mm-hmm.
by 10.
And they came back and won.
And they came back and won by 10. So you can't take nothing away from Michigan State. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't taking nothing away from them.
You know what I mean? But you're not going to sit there and tell me that, oh, Michigan State, oh, it's us. We, you know, everybody's telling us we're going to lose. And we, nah. How you going to tell me that when you got the number one rushing defense in the country?
Nah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's all I'm saying to that. It's all good. You know what I mean? Shout out to Eric and Brian for checking in, man. After further review is going down. 646-200-0383. It is the math, man. Get it on the conversation. We about to slide it up to a next situation right here. Thanks for everybody popping in and all that as far as the football conversation. We're going to get into a little NBA, get back into a little NBA. We got a caller on the line. It's popping tonight. Hollywood, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's up, bro? How you feeling tonight?
All right, I'm good. Everything's everything, man. We got a live one tonight, man. We got mad people in the building, so it's going down. We got to keep the line moving. Thanks for calling, my G.
Thank you, bro.
Right now, Kia, I'm going to let you get the first word. Kobe had his return on Sunday night against the Toronto Raptors. How did he look to you, and what do you see going forward? They got a second game tonight against Phoenix. What's going on with you? What's your opinion?
You know what? It's just he's good for basketball, and I'm glad he's back. This is long 8 months for me, because you know I'm all about Kobe, so it's long 8 months. So it was just good to see him out there. He'll be back in the second game, so I'm just waiting for this, you know, for him to get his stride back.
No doubt. So how did he look? How did he look to you? I saw those first couple of assists, and I mean, he looked to be a facilitator, like we talked about earlier before.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't look to score the basketball or take anybody's shots away or whatever. He looked, to be that. Now I'm not gonna say decoy, but he looked to be that person to facilitate the offense to make people feel like, yeah, I can score even though Kobe's back. You know, 9 points. He had 8 turnovers, which is gonna be worked on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And,
Those 8 players, I'm not worried about those 8 players.
How do you think the other team looked, responded to him being out there on the floor?
Of course, they wanted to play for it because Kobe was back. I don't know what Toronto tried to do to win that game. But I'm sitting here looking at us cool, and I think cool and change back of Clippers, Kobe, Ray D getting stride. That's all I'm waiting for.
Anybody else got an opinion on how Kobe looked, or as far as the Lakers are concerned?
I wish Kobe go back. to the sidelines. I've been a Laker fan since 1988. I'm not happy with Kobe Bryant. Never been a fan of Kobe Bryant. I think that he takes away from other people's development.
Okay.
It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before the rumors start with trading Pau Gasol again. You know, Pau Gasol held the team down while Kobe was gone. Kobe looked like a passer the other night, but that was just the first game.
Mm-hmm.
We all know a month from now, Kobe will be jacking up 25 shots again, and I'll be sitting there in the postseason like, you know how to play basketball.
Yeah.
Let him finish his thought. How was Powell holding it down?
Yeah, because I don't know how Powell was holding it down.
I'll say it like this. 9-9 equals 500. 0-1 equals 0. At the end of the day, we're gonna have a better record when Kobe Bryant was not in the lineup than he is now. Granted,
good thing that's your opinion as that Laker fan. Good thing your opinion as that is your opinion. Good thing
I would write, but he's been watching the Lakers since '88,
so you gotta
I don't care how long he's been watching.
Hey Hollywood.
Yes sir.
Can I ask you a question, though?
You can ask me two questions.
I agree with you on that, but let me ask you another question. D'Antoni.
Yes,
that's three.
Do you think D'Antoni is a detriment to Kobe because he was coming out the game. D'Antoni called the timeout and wanted Kobe to come out, and Kobe literally put his hands up like, no. No, he wouldn't have did that the field. He wouldn't have did that the field. But,
D'Antoni,
you know,
D'Antoni's a detriment to basketball. He's the worst. I mean, I run a youth basketball organization. I coach kids, and you know, just sitting back watching some of these NBA coaches coach. I mean, granted, D'Antoni looked great when he was coaching Phoenix. You'll look great too if he was coaching early 30-year-old Steve Nash, or young 20-year-old Maurice Stoudemire. You know, when you have the pieces there to make things work, they tend to work. D'Antoni was on fire when he first came to the NBA as a coach, as the case with a lot of NBA players. And now the league has caught up to him and what he's doing. I would have kept Mike Brown coaching the league. Mike D'Antoni
didn't they touch Phil on the shoulders and actually talk to Phil? Phil was there. To come back there.
I don't understand.
Why they mess with Phil if they ain't gonna let him have a job?
I don't understand what happened there. When Mike Brown was let go, I would have gave whatever Phil Jackson wanted. I mean, he's a proven winner, first and foremost. Secondly, he was the only coach, that I could say that would have a system that would have fit Kobe and the Lakers right now. Because any other coach right now is just up and down. There's no system. There's no set system. So when you have a superstar player like Kobe is made out to be, and I'm not going to take anything away from being a superstar, that allows Kobe to do whatever he wants to do on the offensive end. D'Antoni right now being an offensive coach, he's not going to sit there and set up. Name me one play that D'Antoni has. I mean, name me one thing that has claimed the same.
They just run. They run. Spread out and shoot threes. Wesley Johnson. That's why he having a career year. A good year now. He's standing out on the wing just shooting them. You know,
I think he took Phil's right now. You know what? I'm so glad
that's your opinion as a Laker fan. Top other Laker fans will not agree with you. So, and to Eagles own as a Laker fan, I could care less about what, you know, opinions. It's all about opinions. Your opinion, my opinion, is separate. So good thing that
you're
I don't care. You've watched in 1979, 1988. I could care less. That's one thing that he ever like.
Hold on, you said all that to say what?
Are we going to make the playoffs?
They said the same thing last year. We're not in the East, Kia.
We're in the Western Conference.
We made the same thing last year when they said that we make the playoff. We made the seventh seed. And you think we're not going to make the playoff this year? But we'll see if we make the playoff.
Not with the product we have.
All right, so they make the playoff, and you'll see if we make the playoff. But we will make the playoff.
Not as long as Kobe Bryant is on the court.
As long as Kobe Bryant is on that team, we'll make the playoff. But
Xavier Henry. You know all these people we have on our Jordan Farmer. These guys are having career years without Kobe on the court. Do you think Meek's now going to drop 20 points in a game the rest of this year?
Nick Young.
Do you really think so? Kobe no look Bryant is back.
Hey, Hollywood. Wesley Johnson came into the Palace and shot the lights out. Watch him do this.
Hollywood, what do you think that the Lakers' best use for Kobe Bryant is? So you're saying that they're worse with him on the floor, so how do they instill him into the offense?
Well, you know, you put him on the sideline, you let him cheer with his nice fancy suit on, and he can go buy his wife another ring or something like that. He looks really good on the side. I mean, you know, I'm not taking anything with Kobe. I have to ask this question because I've been asking a lot of people. Does anyone here besides me think that Kobe Bryant was selfish for the deal that he just signed when all he talked about is winning, winning, winning? How can you win now, Kobe, when you're taking all the cap money for the next 2 years? Who are we getting now? Who are we going to get now?
Didn't you say that last week?
Yep, I sure did. That's true.
Who are we going to get now? I mean, they're talking about trading Carmelo to the Lakers. Are you kidding somebody or something?
Carmelo ain't coming to the Lakers. The Lakers don't want Carmelo.
That's the talk now about Kobe going to L.A. to play with Kobe. Are you kidding? I would like to watch that game. It's going to be the battle of who shoots the most, to be honest with you.
And there's only one ball, so you know how that goes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The Lakers, first of all, what I think we really should do is, I'm going to hear some slack about, break us down. Break us down. Cut your losses. Break it down. Trade everyone. Get young again. Start this thing all over again. And get yourself a couple of good players. See, we don't need, to be honest with you, if you're running a team, you don't need one main superstar. You need 12 very good players.
Unfortunately,
we're not gonna have that kind of team. I hate to say it again. I might sound like a Laker hater, but I'm a Laker fan.
Because your opinion is your opinion. I don't care what. I don't think I would consider you a Laker fan.
So, Kia, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Kia. How far do you see the Lakers going this season?
Oh, God.
I think they'll make a 6-7 or 8 seed.
No. How far do you see the Lakers going this season? First round, second round, West Conference Finals?
I'm not saying the West Conference Finals. If they get in the first round or get past D or whatever, maybe they can get past. But I'm not saying a Western Conference Finals. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying we're making a playoff.
So are you just shooting for to make the playoff?
I'm shooting for a playoff just to make the playoff. If barely we can make the playoff with the team we have. If we can do better beyond the playoffs, then wait.
But wouldn't you rather not make the playoffs and try to get yourself
Hold on, one at a time. No, you talking to a diehard Laker fan. No, I want to make the playoffs. I don't consider
so that
playing,
that explains
so
it. That explains it right there.
Now you get past the first round, now you're satisfied.
Okay, so now you're in
let me you ask me a question. If we can get a seat in the playoff, we get a seat. If we can get out the first round, I'm happy. If we can get beyond that, I'm happy. I want to see how far we can go. All I do is take it 7 games or five, how far we can go deep into this playoff.
You sound like a Sacramento King fan.
I'm trying to understand how, you know, and trying to see to get a picture of where you see your team going.
I don't see us even making the playoffs, and I hope we don't for crying out loud.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, I'm gonna break it down for you. You said if the Lakers make the playoffs, right?
If the Lakers make the playoffs, you know I never say if the Lakers make the playoffs. That's why I know you're saying something wrong.
If you let me finish saying what I'm saying, then I can get it out. Okay, you said
if
the Lakers make the playoffs. If they get past the first round, okay, fine. If you see them making the first round team, what is the use? If you can't see them going all the way and being a factor in winning it, what's the use?
Mr. Mayor,
if you can get a chance to get a better team to go farther, why wouldn't you do that?
Kia sounds like the fans of Sacramento, the Sacramento Kings right now. Oh, we make the playoffs.
You don't
know me. Sacramento
Kings,
we can't make the playoffs.
You don't know where I sound to say that.
Hey, yo, you got to get muted in a second, yo. You got to get muted in a second. Real talk. Like, all we're saying is, like, if you're going to say your team going to make the playoffs, all it's about is how far you see your team going. If you see them going in the first round, then – why are you – what's the purpose? Don't you want to go and get a chance to be in there and win it all? Why are you saying, oh, okay, we can make it out the first round, I'll be happy. If we make it out the second round, I'll be happy. That's not telling me nothing, sure.
I said we get the seventh seed. You said, what seed? I said the seventh seed.
Right.
We get out the first round and see
so
how
you get the seventh seed.
Go.
That means you're going to play either the Heat or the Pacers in the first round.
I mean, either the
Thunder
the Spurs.
Or the Spurs.
Or the Thunder.
You pick your poison. Pick your poison.
Blazers, pick your poison.
We can pick our
poison. Only way we're beating
them
teams is on
PlayStation. If we get past the poison, then what? If we get past the poison, then what?
If you get past it. Don't tell me about if. How? Explain to me how you're going to beat them with the team that you got.
Okay, well then, you know what? Since you already know how we're going to beat them, I already said
I'm asking you a question. You telling me about you're going to get in the first round, and if we win the first round you're going to play out of the – you pick your poison. Who you want to see?
What I'm saying to you is that
you don't see yourself going no past the first round. So if you don't see yourself going past the first round with the team you got, why worry about the playoffs?
We're going to the playoffs.
Okay, you're going to the playoffs for what? Just to look around and to visit to say you went to the playoffs?
How do you know we're going to the playoffs to look around? Just tell me how you know we're
because
going to
you're not
going to
win your first round matchup. That's why.
How do you know?
You're going to beat the Thunder?
How do you know? Wait a minute.
You're going to beat the Spurs?
You're going to beat the Blazers? But what I want to know, how do you know? What happened
when you was in the playoffs last year?
How are we going to beat these teams now with the team we have now? We're about to mute you, yo.
We got to mute you real quick. What happened last year?
You just asked me a question, didn't you?
Yeah, I asked you a question. You said if we get out the first round, then you said if we get out the second round, which one is it? If you're going to get out the first round, then why go? Because you know who you got to see.
If you
get out the first round, you're a seven for eighth seed. You get out the first round. That means you knocked off either the Blazers or the Spurs or the Thunder.
So then who you got to see in the second round?
Who's going to be left in the second round for you to see?
That's what I'm asking you.
That's it.
Mr. Mayor, go ahead, Hollywood.
Who of all the teams
right now in the Western Conference right now that's in the playoffs if it started right now?
Right.
Who the heck are we better than right now? Maybe one team.
I don't know. You got to ask Kia. I have no idea. You got to ask Kia. I don't know.
We're not better than Portland. We're not better than the Thunder. We're not better than the Nuggets. We're not better than the Clippers. We're not better than the Spurs. I mean, for crying out loud, Phoenix have a better record than us
Yo, Hollywood, check this out. You got Memphis and Golden State that you got to get past to get in.
Hollywood. And then the Clippers ended up grabbing Steven Jackson to grab some more heart.
Yep.
So, you know, Doc, like, we got to get some heart on this team to even consider messing with the big boys. So,
and I understand where Kia's coming from. She's like, you know, her team, you know what I mean, is seventh and eighth. Okay, I got you on that. But if you only have your aspirations set to be a first-round exit, why even worry about going to the playoffs when you can rebuild?
I don't have my aspirations of my team being a first round. Uh-huh. You know me, you know every year.
I know you, but we're just trying to talk it from an outside looking in perspective. You got a Laker fan that's been here since '88.
You know the sad part?
I'm just
you know
saying, that should mean something.
Hey, Hollywood.
Go ahead, Hollywood.
The sad part about all of this is, you know, L.A. used to be a main attractive spot for free agents. No one wants to come here. They don't want to anymore.
You know what you're telling me? I got to go in his opinion because he's been here since '88.
Nobody said that. He has an opinion like you do.
Exactly.
He has an opinion like you do. But have you been watching the Lakers since '88?
No.
Okay. That case closed. So all I'm saying is, you ain't got to listen to it. You don't got to listen to it at all.
No, man.
So my opinion is because he's
Are you worried about today's Lakers? Or are you worried about the Lakers that's going to come in the future?
That's a good question. That's a good question right there.
Hold on. If we make the playoffs this year, this hurts our development for the next 3 or 4 years because there's no one coming free via free agency.
And despite it all, she don't care because she's looking at those 16 titles.
Those 16 titles mean nothing right now. I'm being honest with you. We can't keep this is what I'm trying to say. We have to stop living in the past of what our teams have done in the past, and we have to look at today and the future. And right now, the Lakers are in shambles. And I'm going to explain to you why I say that to another reason. Look at the coach who's coaching this team. Mike D'Antoni is a transition coach. And what I mean by that is this.
Yep.
He is there until the team gets back.
Yep.
Right?
To hold the dam from coming, the water from falling over.
But what did you say before, Hollywood? What was that question, Hollywood, that you said before? That's what I'm saying. What was the question you asked before?
Are you worried about the Lakers right now, or are you worried about the Lakers in the future? Because if you're worried about them right now, fine, I have no case, no argument. If you're worried about them getting in the playoffs, see, I'm not – and I was being funny when I said you sound like a fan of the Sacramento Kings, is because they haven't been in the playoffs so long. If they make it to the playoffs and get out the first round, the city of Sacramento is like, really? God, wow, what a great job we did. But for L.A., for the Lakers, you cannot keep on it because it's the Lakers with the 16 titles. You cannot go to the first round of the playoffs and be embarrassed. And that's exactly – I don't care who we play the first round. We will not survive. I don't care. We don't have the manpower.
I understand what you're saying about us not surviving. Of course, we got swept by San Antonio last year, and it did not look right. Of course, and I agree 100%. But I'm not looking for us to think that, I'm thinking every year we're going to get swept. No, I don't have that mentality to think that. I'm just saying we get to the seventh round, get to the eighth seed, or whatever seed we get, we got to try to get out of that round.
I'd rather a team like Sacramento or New Orleans Pelicans to get that seventh AC, and we can just get back out of the playoffs for a year and reevaluate
why we want to sit out for that?
Because let me tell you something about.
Well, you get a higher draft pick for one.
Hold on a second. If we make the playoffs this year, and we get bumped out first, the first round, four-game sweep, you know what's going to happen with the ownership with the Los Angeles Lakers? They're going to get what you got, false hope. They're going to say, you know what? Oh, maybe if we add another player to the team, we could go a little further. And then there's no player for us to add. We'll end up adding somebody who's over the hill. And then the next thing you know, we're going to be looking at a disaster of a season come next year because we thought, oh, we made the playoffs here now. Let's add us another player. And then it turns out to be a player that has no impact on this organization. What we need to do is, like I said, shut it down, start it all over again. There is nothing wrong with rebuilding.
I don't think there's nothing totally. Why is he trying to laugh like he's crazy? I don't think nothing is wrong with rebuilding, and I'm 100% with you about that. I don't think nothing's wrong with rebuilding, and I don't mind rebuilding, and I don't. But I'm not going to sit here and say why we can't make the playoffs. Just like no, I'm not. But I'm 100% with you saying rebuilding. I am. But I'm not going to.
But you can't rebuild, Mike. You can't rebuild giving Kobe Bryant 48.5 for 2 years.
Then, well,
you can't
he deserves that money.
You can't rebuild doing it like that.
Or playing
in 30. He deserves that money, and I'm not going to knock him for getting that money. And it's his opinion about that money.
Right. Would it really matter if it was 45 or 35? Would it really have mattered? You know what I'm saying? That's my point. That's all.
Right.
Does it really matter that much?
Does everybody see what Tim Duncan did a couple years ago when he took less money? He went from $23 million to $9 million.
I'm not knocking Tim Duncan.
Kobe should have just said, you know what, let me take a little bit of money because I'm Kobe Bryant. I'm always going to make money off my endorsements and my name, my product.
I'm in L.A. What else you want? Right.
I mean,
right.
You understand, he could have took a two-year, $2 million contract and he wouldn't have missed a penny of it.
Nope.
Not a penny. But he's Kobe Bryant.
He got a job for life.
But I'm not. I don't put him and Tim Duncan the same. And you know what? I'm not knocking Kobe's money, and I'm not knocking Tim Duncan with Tim Duncan to each his own. But I'm not going to sit here and not say Kobe don't need that money or Kobe don't deserve that money. No.
Kia, let me ask you a question. I need you to answer. Kia, I need you to answer this honestly right now. Do you honestly, from the bottom of your heart, and I want everybody to answer this, and I'm going to go. And I just want this answer. Do you still feel that Kobe has the fire, the passion to go out and win another championship? Or is Kobe Bryant just playing out this contract? Like he pretty much said, it's probably going to be his last contract. I hope it is. Do you feel that he still has the passion, the dedication to win? Or... it's just, and be honest, or it's just, here's my answer, and I'm going to go. I think Kobe Bryant right now, as much as he going in front of his TV screen saying he still wants to win, he can see the writing on the wall. There is nothing here. There is nothing to look forward to next year, the year after. There's nothing. There's really nothing. We have a bunch of aging players. We have a bunch of recycled players that are on our team right now just holding space. Until we get young, until Kobe leaves on there. And I hate to say it, we're going to get better when Kobe Bryant is not a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. That's when we're going to get better.
Wow.
Because a lot of people feel the way I feel, that Kobe Bryant is a very selfish player. It's all about himself. And a lot of people won't come to L.A. You think, listen, as much as Dwight Howard is a baby, do you really think right now that of all that money Dwight Howard gave up for that guaranteed money, what do you think the real reason why Dwight Howard?
That deal
whether
that
you,
happened
whether
in
you,
the first
whether
place.
You wanted him or not. Whether you wanted
I
him or not.
I never wanted that deal to happen. I was against that deal when they were even talking about it. And to answer your question about that drive, his drive is a little bit different from anybody. He has that drive to win. That's all he concentrates on is winning and elevating his career.
So, all right, so now I'm about to shoot a hole in your whole theory now. Kobe is about winning, right? Kobe is about winning. So if Kobe's about winning, why would he be satisfied with a first-round exit in the playoffs?
Exactly.
I'm just going to let you talk. And then, I'm going to bring back some stuff that you said.
Excuse me. I just finished the question. I'm just asking the question that he just said from the bottom of my heart.
No. I get all of that. So at the bottom of your heart, the response is different from your regular response. That's what you're telling me?
I'm listening to what you're saying. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
I got another question.
Hold on. Let us speak. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kia.
Hollywood, I'm all about every year. This is me, Hollywood. Every year I have the Lakers winning. Every year I have the Lakers winning.
We know that.
Just, I'm trying to answer this question. So every year, this is how I have my team, regardless of what the situation is. I know the rebuilding situation. I know we need to do something to get this stuff together. I don't denounce that at all.
Okay.
But I'm not going to sit here and say, no, he does not want to do this, and no, he doesn't have this. No, I'm not going to take that from him. But that's
okay.
how I say, if we can get to the seventh round, okay. If we can get beyond the seventh round, okay. It's only one step at a time to get by. Every year, Hollywood, that's just how I am as that Laker fan. Every year.
Okay, let me respond to that as a Knicks fan. As a Knicks fan, I see where you're coming from. And you keep it in the perspective of win. There's nothing wrong with that. As a Knicks fan, I see what it is, and I have no way. I don't care how you spin it, what you tell me, what kind of sauce you put on it, the Knicks are not going anywhere. And I'm as diehard Knicks fan as they come. Hard body karate all day. There's no way you can convince me. Nobody's going to convince me that the Knicks are going to see the 8th, 9th, or 10th in the Eastern Conference. And that's a shame. And that's coming from a Knicks fan. I see where you're coming from. Your point is, you know, you always got the positive perspective, and you see it, and you know, the chance is always there. That's how it is with the Lakers. And I ain't mad at you. But as a Knicks fan, looking from that same perspective, as a diehard fan, I can't see nothing else but losing for my team, and that's what stinks about being a Knicks fan. You got it as a Laker fan to say, well, you know what? There's a chance for us to get to the AC that anything can happen. You understand what I mean? I get your point. But as a Knicks fan, looking from it from that perspective, I'm like, yo, check this out. We got Carmelo Anthony, yo. Carmelo Anthony, when he first got to the Knicks, he pretended he was out there by himself. Let's keep it 100. Hollywood, you're a Knicks fan. Whoever watching the Knicks, you can relate. Carmelo, when he first got to the Knicks, he was out there by himself. He was jacking up 30 shots a game. He didn't have no help. He was throwing up we got rid of Felton. Okay, we got the other dude, Tyson Chandler. Now, all of a sudden, the team is breaking down. We got a whole bunch of bums. We trade away our future for a whole bunch of overpaid bums. Tyson Chandler got a ring. So what? Tyson Chandler got a ring with Dallas. What that got
with
to
Dallas.
Do with the Knicks?
Exactly.
So I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. Shout out to the listeners of After Further Review, man. I'm a Knicks fan all day, but there's nothing you can tell me. No way you can convince me that the Knicks are going to see an AC the way they're playing right now. And the way they've been playing for the last 2 or 3 years. And then to your point, my man, about winning and going berserk, how you going to have confetti come out the ceiling when you won one playoff game at home in 11 years? You won one playoff game, you got the confetti coming out the ceiling like you won the championship. No.
Don't feel bad, man.
I'm not feeling bad, Ziggy. I'm mad. As a Knicks fan, I'm mad. I'm highly upset.
Because as a Pistons fan, I've been feeling the same way you feel.
But you got rings. You got rings, yo. You know what? You got the bad boys and whatever. I'm really not trying to hear your sob story right now. You got rings to fall back on. I don't got nothing. I'm a Knicks fan. And I'm mad. I hear Kia over here crying about the Lakers. Let me finish. I'm just bugging. I hear Kia over here crying about the Lakers. She got all these rings and all these titles. Got one of the best players in the league, right? I hear Ziggy crying about the Pistons. He got rings. You know what I'm saying? What do I got?
You know I never call Hollywood.
You have a nice renovated stadium.
That's about it.
I just point out my heartbreaks just like y'all do.
Hollywood,
my sports
I got a team across
too,
the bridge. I got a team across the bridge that's trying to steal my shine.
They will never steal that shine.
You know what I mean?
They will never steal that shine. That's ridiculous.
Well, you let them tell at the beginning of the season. The Knicks wasn't on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The Knicks sure wasn't on the cover of Sports Illustrated when the season started.
Mr. Mayor, I was highly annoyed at the beginning of the year, and I'm going to tell you. I was highly annoyed because ESPN predicted the Knicks to win like 34 games. I'm like, what are they, on drugs? The Knicks just won 54 last year. Oh
yeah,
God,
yeah, but that was an aberration, man. That whole season was an aberration. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know what? As bad as y'all playing, y'all only 2.5 out. of the league.
That's how
bad the week is. East is. Y'all got time to get y'all stuff together.
And that's another point, Ziggy. Why aren't we taking advantage of that?
I don't know, but y'all got time to get it together, whatever y'all going through.
You can't take advantage of it. That's the
answer. You got to take advantage of this.
It's a shame Boston got rid of, quote-unquote, all their superstars. Their point guard is injured.
And their head coach.
In there who has no clue of the NBA yet, but he's learning on the job, and yet he's sitting in first place right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Four games under 500.
Oh, and breaking news, the Knicks just got smoked again by Cleveland.
What else is new?
Oh, I watch the Knicks games now just to see who's in the stands now. I like, you know when they be doing celebrity roles at the Garden.
Yeah. All right, man. We ain't going to have too much more of that, man.
Shout
out to Woody Allen and Sun Yi.
I got the last question for you. It's going to be Miami, Indiana, and
the Eastern Conference,
right? You might as well ticket that already. Cancel the rest of the games. Fast forward to 4 months from now.
That's a shame that Miami and Indiana already have clinched the playoff first, and we're only like 4 weeks into the season.
Right.
Jeez,
you know
man.
What I mean? I haven't really got the chance to fill out my All-Star ballot yet. You know what I mean? We already got the Eastern Conference Finals set already. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
And it says a lot when you got the Atlanta Hawks as the third best team in the East.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, Akia, I understand where you're coming from. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Because I watched, Kobe, do his thing. And you're a Laker fan. So you can say, like, you know what? I'm going to be all right in my spot. But as a Knicks fan, yo, oh, man.
In the NBA,
it starts at the top with James Dolan. He don't care about the Knicks. He don't care about the Knicks.
Hollywood, I'm a Knicks like fan. I understand our struggles. I understand our woes. And I really do. I understand our situation big time. I do not like our situation. But I'm not going to let nobody talk about the Lakers. That's just
I ain't mad at you.
Fan.
Stand up for your team.
I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Lakers fan, but
I understand everything you're saying. It's
reality.
I'm not gonna allow nobody. One thing about me, I just don't. And I don't care about nobody's opinion. So that's your opinion, and that's fine. And I understand what you're saying about rebuilding, and I understand that clearly. And I am 100% about rebuilding. But that's just how I am when it comes to the Lakers.
Wouldn't you rather sit back during the playoffs? Wouldn't you rather sit back and watch the playoffs and see every team in there but our team and say, "Tag, don't we wish we had a young 22-year-old player like this that could slap to the basket?"
And this is the draft to be in. That's right. This is the draft to be in. I'm trying to tell you,
this is going
to
be the greatest draft ever.
I want the LaMarcus Aldridge on there. Of course I want it.
That's a perfect segue, yo. We about to slide to a little bit of college basketball because, it's 9:30, yo, and before you know it, man, we'll be time for us to get out of here.
Hey,
so
bro,
we're going to slide to a little.
Good talking to y'all.
All right. All right, that's what it is.
Always through Hollywood.
All right, that's what it is, Hollywood.
Y'all.
Thanks for calling, my G. Good looking out.
You know it, bro. I'll hit you up on the book later.
That's what it is. Peace. That's how we do it, man. After further review in the building, man, TQ Palace Radio in the house. We're going to slide a little bit over to a little college basketball right quick. Can I get a round of applause for my Syracuse Orangemen? That's my team. Number two team in the nation. Can I get a round of applause? Wake up. There you go. All right. My Syracuse Orangemen. But you know what? I'm not really gassed because we still got to, we got to play the ACC conference, man. So, you know what I mean? Wait till conference play start. When around January, February, we'll see where my Orangemen is at. But I'm proud of my team, undefeated. You know what I mean? Arizona's the number one team in the nation. You know what I mean? Syracuse is number two.
Okay.
Syracuse all day. Syracuse.
They come to Arizona. Well,
we'll see how long they
get
the number two spot.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I know. You're right. I heard you, Kia. You're right. You know what I mean? Because the ACC is going to be up. We got to play Duke,
that's
North Carolina State. It's going to be crazy.
Kentucky,
Clemson.
Kentucky and Kansas lost. That shifted everything.
Florida over Kansas.
Kansas. I see it, 67-61. They just lost tonight to Florida.
It's
Kansas.
Still
Kansas
early.
Lost.
Wow, that's who state
it's
lost.
It's still early.
Yep. Kansas. Andrew, you think Andrew Wiggins ready to go now?
No, he ain't ready to go.
He's leaving after the season.
You said
he's gone.
Number one?
He's already gone. I don't know if he's going to be number one. It depends on who else comes out. Jabari Parker come out?
You said he ready. You said he's ready.
Is Andrew Wiggins ready? I don't know, Kia.
I said no. I don't think so either.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because if I had to rank him, the kid from the kid Randall, Jabari Parker, and Andrew Wiggins, I think Andrew Wiggins is like number three right now.
Yeah.
He's definitely behind Jabari Parker, because Jabari Parker's like an automatic double-double. He's killing it for Duke, you know what I mean?
What's Duke ranked? What's Duke ranked right now?
I think Duke is ranked six, I think. Let me look. I think Duke is ranked six.
What did Kansas drop to?
Kansas is 13th, and they lost tonight. So they're going to drop down even further.
They're going to be there with us.
What did Kentucky drop?
They're going to be there with us.
Kentucky's 11th. They're 7-2.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big drop.
You know,
big drop.
We got the teams that are still undefeated is Arizona, Syracuse, Ohio State, Wisconsin. UConn is coming up. They're number nine. They're undefeated.
Hey,
Villanova's undefeated.
Arizona come to us next week.
Arizona play Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't see y'all, man. Where y'all at, man? Oh, you in the other receiving votes pile. I'm sorry, Ziggy.
Where is North Carolina's rank?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
18th.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
I know
Georgetown
ain't not even up there.
Huh?
I know Georgetown not even up there.
Nah, Georgetown. Georgetown's in the other receiving votes pile.
Yeah, total different team without Otto. Total different team.
The top five is Arizona, Syracuse, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan State.
That's not going to say that that way.
I mean, I'm not really gassed about Syracuse. We're number two. You know what I mean? I like that. You know, we're 9-0. But I don't think that, you know, we got to the meat of our schedule yet. When we start playing the ACC conference schedule, then I think that's when you're going to really see what it is. I want to see how that 2-3 zone is going to react against the teams like, you know, your Dukes and, you know, that ACC. Because that ACC is going to be crazy. The ACC is off the hook.
Is what's name off suspension for Syracuse? But did he come out?
What's his name?
I'm trying to think his name. I think it right now.
Sutherland?
Yeah.
Sutherland's out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sutherland's gone. But we gonna be all right. You know what I mean? You know, we 9-0 right now. We looking real lovely.
Yeah.
We could win 27, 28 games. Get us a top three in the regional. We'll be all right.
No, I'm trying to say I want to see how long y'all stay at number two.
Don't worry about us. We'll be all right.
We're gonna be there
because I mean our schedule's not that tough for the next couple of games coming up. We got St. John's on Sunday.
Lovely, that's a win.
And then we play High Point. And
that's
I mean, come
win.
On now, High Point, really? Then we got Villanova next Saturday on the 28th.
That should be a game.
And I'm hoping that we can get an after further review show, but I got to talk to the powers that be. You know what I mean? Because next week is the 17th, and then the week after that is Christmas Eve, and then the week after that is New Year's Eve. So I don't know how we're gonna work it. I'm trying to slide a show in there for 3 hours on a Saturday. If the powers that be can help me make that happen, or we'll figure out a way to get after further review done, because we definitely want to do a year end wrap up show. You know what I mean? So I just want to put that out there for the heads that's still with me and that's rocking. After further review, Christmas Eve. I don't know. We're gonna do a show. New Year's Eve is definitely not happening. You know what I mean? So I'm going to try to – we got to slide it because we got to do the picks. We still got to keep up with the picks and all that. So we got to do the picks. So we got to slide a show in there somewhere. So if the powers that be, you know, see it in their heart that, you know, they could make it happen, we'll see what's going on with that. We still got some time to figure that out. Thank you.
I forgot to ask you about the Golston coming back to Notre Dame.
Huh?
I said next week. I forgot to tell you about what you think about Golson coming back to Notre Dame when he's back.
Too late. What's he going to do?
No, nothing. Just saying he's the 13th, which is, I guess, the other day he returns Notre Dame.
Are they going to let him play? Do they have another game left? Are they in the bowl?
No, I don't think they're going to let him play. I'm assuming his grades are correct for him to come back to Notre Dame, which is the 13th. He returns to Notre Dame on the 13th.
Okay.
But I'm not saying about no bowl.
They play Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
I don't know. You know, I mean, is he going to come back next year? I mean, you know, to me, that's all you can look at right now. You know what I'm saying? 8-4 is not a bad record. So I think Tommy Reeves was holding it down. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, it's entirely.
Well, that'll be next time. But I'm just saying, Tommy Reeves and Golson, that's another discussion.
Yeah, but I mean, what else did they have? What was they going to do? They didn't have their quarterback. Their quarterback was on some other stuff, so he had to take a leave of absence for a little while. And Tommy Reeves is holding it down. So, I mean, and they're 8-4. So, I mean, you know, they could have been 10-2 if Golson was there. Who knows what could have happened? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but he wasn't. So, what can you say? You know? But, yeah, I want to get into that. I want to get into that Florida State and Auburn game, but it's way too soon to do that. But we got a few minutes left, so I want to let's go to these NFL games. I don't know how y'all want to do it because there's only one college game this week, Army and Navy.
It was a big trade in baseball.
Mark Trumbo.
Okay,
he went to Arizona. That trade, Trumbo was getting ready to get out of there anyway because Mike Trout was taking his shine. So they didn't have a position for him. Because Pujols was playing first. You know what I mean? The Angels were shopping Howie Kendrick, but they had to get more, they had to get something back. So they got rid of Mark Trumbo. And I think that he's in the lineup now in Arizona that really they don't got no spot for him. Because Goldsmith is at first base. They got the outfield already locked down. So where's he going to play?
So is that trade suitable?
Suitable for who?
It's just suitable for everybody. Is it suitable?
It is what it is. I mean, like I just said, Trumbo for Arizona, I mean, they got to find a spot for him unless they're going to trade him somewhere else for some pitching.
That's Arizona, but I meant for everybody, not just
for the Angels. I mean, the Angels got back some pitching, you know.
Okay.
Nobody of note. The White Sox got an outfield out the deal. So, I mean, it was just somewhere where they had to get rid of that money, and Diamondbacks fit the bill. That's all that was.
Yeah. So what about you? About
who? Hello? I think she was asking about Sinshu Chu. I don't think anybody's signed him yet. We here, man, after further review talk. Is Ziggy, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, no doubt. Just doing a pulse check. Ziggy's still in the building. T, you still with me? All right, she washing clothes. Eric, T, you still in the building?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Eric, I don't know if Eric's still on the line with us. I don't know if Brian's still in the building or Hollywood. But we got the usual suspects in the building, man. After further review, holding it down. I think Kia was trying to ask about Sinshu Chu. I don't think anybody's made any decision on Sinshu Chu yet. But Ziggy, about your Tigers, man. Yeah. Any comment on your Tigers, man? You trying to get Rajee Davis, man?
You trying to get Ocho Chu.
About Sinshu Chu?
Yeah.
Sin. Say it with me real slow. Shin, Su, Chu. All right. Yeah, man. The Tigers try to get Sinshu Chu. The Yankees, you know, I don't know what we're going to do, man. Our lineup is all kind of like depending on what A-Rod, this A-Rod situation, because our lineup is looking kind of all right.
Y'all did good, though. You know what your first good thing you did? Not signing Cano back.
Yeah.
Not for no 10-0.
I think that's the point that Hollywood was saying. Like, if we would have signed Cano back, we would have been hamstrung with all that money, and we wouldn't have been able to do nothing else.
Next 10 years.
Right. We'd have been hamstrung.
The next 10 years, like, into the next
Cano,
decade.
And Cano, he's going to see. He's going to see what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? He could have made way more money than that staying in New York. But it is what it is, man. You got, you know, it's his right to, you know, try to get the most money. Everybody's just saying that, from Cashman to Jeter
to the front office people, they all said they would have did the same thing. So they are blaming Cano. You know what I mean? Take the money. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I
was kind of like, yo. He's
yeah.
like, yo, I'm not mad at him. I don't blame him.
So
did
he said, I'm not, he just said, oh, he said, I don't blame him.
How much money do you really need, though, man?
He's, Kia, Derek Jeter said out of his mouth that he's
wow.
not mad at him. He
wow.
ain't blaming him, right?
Wow.
He's
mm-hmm.
not surprised. That's, those
wow.
words
okay.
came out of his mouth. He's not surprised.
Okay.
He ain't mad,
okay.
and he ain't blaming him.
Okay.
You know
I
what I mean? The same, and the same words came out of Girardi's mouth.
Okay.
Out of Cashman's mouth. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Cashman was like, I would have done the same thing.
Well, you know the Yankees, like you said before, the Yankees was not going to buzz in that money.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean?
We already said it. The
yeah,
Yankees gave
yeah.
their
I mean,
they was not going to buzz in that money. We knew if Cano walked away from that. Remember, the week Cano walked away from the table, I knew
mm-hmm.
he was gone.
Mm-hmm. You know? And again, you know, he went somewhere. He got the money out to deal with his fine. You know what I mean? But we turned around and flipped that. Now, we just got to wait and see. You seen the lineup? Kia, you seen this lineup? We got a nice lineup.
I'm looking at
the lineup is nice.
And
you know what I'm saying? But I'm just worried about this A-Rod deal. If A-Rod gets suspended, okay, fine. Now we can go get Chase Headley from San Diego, and we really be right.
I got a feeling he's not going to get suspended.
I had a feeling too, yo. I got a feeling he's going to be playing third base to open the day.
Because he can beat this case.
I got a funny feeling A-Rod's going to be at third base. And then you know what? That's not a bad thing. I'll take 30 home runs and 100 RBIs from A-Rod right now.
Okay, right. That's all
and I'll be satisfied.
I was just about to ask you, do you think A-Rod's going to come back and just silence a lot of critics and say, you know what, let me just get this last game, yeah, or whatever.
I hope so. I hope
okay.
so. I hope so. I mean, if A-Rod comes back to the lineup, you know what I mean, and apparently if he does come back, you know what I mean, that means the suspension was overturned. You know what I mean? He gets the pat on the back. He won his case. However you want to look at it, he's back to playing. So now you can forget about all that. Put all that behind you. You know what I mean? You definitely
okay.
ain't juicing up. We know that already. So now go out there and hit me 30 home runs and get me 120 RBIs. Teixeira?
Go ahead. So you think this actual lineup, have you seen the lineup?
Yeah.
This is a bona fide lineup.
It depends on what A-Rod does.
Because
if A-Rod comes back, we're straight. If A-Rod don't come back, we're going to have to go get somebody.
No, no, without A-Rod.
We're going to have to get somebody.
No. Like, okay, but I'm saying without A-Rod, without getting somebody. I'm talking about the bona fide lineup that we just
no,
got right now.
No,
okay,
without A-Rod, without getting somebody, nah.
Because
our seventh, eighth, and ninth spot in the lineup is still garbage.
Okay.
Just like it was last year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you
go ahead.
You fixed the eighth lineup spot.
The seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Right. So we know A-Rod might beat this because it's a champ. He may beat this, and he's going
uh-huh.
to defense right. Now with A-Rod in that spot, this is a bona fide Yankees team, right?
Yes.
Now.
Yes. What? Are you serious?
Man.
We got Ellsbury leading off. Jeter hitting second, right? Ellsbury.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me laugh talking about it. Hold up. This is without Robinson Cano. We got Ellsbury, Jeter, right? Mark Teixeira, A-Rod, Alfonso Soriano, Brian McCann, right?
Yeah.
Nunez, Gardner, and Ichiro. Are you serious? I'm good to go with that lineup. With A-Rod in the lineup, I'm good to go. I'm good to go.
And
Kia, Robinson Cano comes back to Yankee Stadium on April 29th. April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st. The Mariners come to Yankee Stadium.
So I can't wait till you digest the lead, how you digest the lead, and see who you got at number one and number three.
Yeah, we'll see. We get some pitching. We're going to be ready.
No, I'm just saying, I can't.
Yeah, we
got to
get some pictures. And you know, I keep it funky. I keep it 100 about my Yankees. I love my Yankees.
I
always keep it 100 with them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If we get some pictures and A-Rod comes back, I'll be ready. You see that lineup? We got a crazy lineup. We got a lineup that can compete. We got a lineup that can compete with Detroit. We got a lineup that can compete with Boston Red Sox. We got a lineup that can compete with Texas Rangers. So what, they got Prince Fielder? So what?
I hear it in your voice. But you know, I hear it in your voice,
because
I already know you're ready for April to get
here. Yeah, man. I mean, especially if we get some pictures. If we get this dude that the Japanese are trying to post, you know what I mean, you got to pay $20 million just to talk to the dude, right?
But then he's got
$20 million. Yeah, the Japanese, they don't play. You got to pay $20 million just to negotiate. That's how they did Yu Darvish. That's how they did Nomo. That's how they did Irabu. That's how they did Ichiro. That's how, when you come from Japan, you got to pay $20 million just to sit at the table and negotiate a contract.
And I'm trying to remember, and I do remember, but I want to recollect, what place did you have the Yankees in last season?
Third.
Okay.
And what place did Yankees finish? Third. Go ahead and say it.
No.
Third. Because you know what, I we were lucky to finish third because everybody had career. Everybody was hitting. All these old dudes we had, Lyle Overbay, Vernon Wells. Come on,
we
son.
The first couple of weeks, we had those no names. If I could say no names.
Yeah. The pitcher was standing up. Even though Mariano Rivera blew a couple of saves, we ain't going to talk about that.
We ain't going to worry about that.
You know what I mean?
But the pitching did stand up.
And we got the hit, and that's what was the thing, Kia. Everybody was hitting. Even though Granderson was hurt, Teixeira was hurt, you know what I'm saying? Jeter was hurt. A-Rod was dealing with his situation. You know what I mean? So we was right there. So, I mean, I feel good about the Yankees. You know what I mean?
I feel good about it.
We're going to see. And Soriano, he was like the dude. He just came back from Chicago and was like, what? It just started cracking home runs all over the place. So I feel good about my Yankees, man. You know what I mean? And by the time April rolls around, you know, we might be talking another parade, but I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse because I still got Ziggy to deal with. I still got to deal with Ziggy in Detroit.
I knew you were going to say something as soon as you saw that lineup, and when I saw the lineup.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like looking at my lineup right now. I'm looking at the lineup right now. We ready, baby. We are ready.
Did you see Granderson in his number three?
I ain't worried about Curtis Granderson. Curtis Granderson's a bum.
I saw that picture. I'm like, he's a Granderson.
He talk about the real fans, as real New York fans, as Mets fans. You're smoking something, my dude. What's the matter with you, man?
I said, look at Granderson.
What's the matter with you? You serious? You playing out in the come on, yo.
I missed that part about that. You think he's staying or you think he's going?
Who?
Sun Chu. I missed that part where you said something about him. I thought you got cut off.
I thought you was asking about Sun Chu. And I don't think that he signed with anybody yet, but Ziggy was like Detroit is talking to him. We don't need him now. Shoot. We got Ellsbury. We got Carlos Beltran. I forgot about Carlos Beltran.
How you let me forget Carlos Beltran, Kia?
I'm really ready for April now. I forgot we got Carlos Beltran, yo.
What do you sign for? $85 million?
What? No, we got McCann for $85 million. We got Ellsbury for $153 million, and I think we got Beltran for $45 million for 3 years.
We got
Beltran.
Are you serious? We don't even need A-Rod now.
We can get Chase Headley from San Diego. He's gonna be a free agent. He's definitely affordable and he's nice. If we could plug him in at third base, we don't need A-Rod.
Also, now we don't need A-Rod.
I forgot it. How you let me forget about Beltran?
I forgot all about Beltran.
Ziggy, you being mighty quiet over there. You being mighty quiet. We ready for you, baby. We coming looking for you. Word up. Hey, listen, we got like 8 minutes left in the show, man. I want to thank everybody that called, man, everybody that's listening. My man Ziggy for checking in. Kia, definitely. T, what's good? Eric from West Virginia, thanks for calling, my dude. Brian and Mr. Hollywood, you know what it is, man. We at the part of the show, we picked 3 games. I think we're going to pick 5 games this week because there's not any college games going on. So we might pick 5 games this week. The first game that we're going to pick is the Thursday night joint popping off in Mile High. We got the Denver Broncos hosting the San Diego Chargers. Kia, who you got on that one? All right.
Kia is checking her oil change. Ziggy, who you got?
Denver. Oh, who you say?
I said San Diego at Denver. Ziggy, who you got?
Denver.
All right. T, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Got you. Who else is with us? Kia, you with us? All right, she's outside changing the flat. Okay. I don't know who's still on the line. Eric, Brian, Hollywood, shout it out. All right, they're all watching cakes rise. All right, San Diego at Denver. I'm going to take the Broncos in this one. Holler at your boy after further review. Get your picks in. Slate does it. You can do it, too, if you missed out on the show. New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. T, who you got?
Patriots.
Okay. Ziggy, what it look like?
New England.
Okay, we're going to make it a clean sweep across the board. I'm going to take the Patriots, too. All right, I was going to skip to that game, and I guess we're going to add two more. Should we add two more? Kia, you here?
Yeah, what game
is this? What is this magic magic chef phone you got going on here? You're in and
no,
out.
The first game
was San Diego and Denver.
I'm going with Denver.
You going with San Diego and Denver, Kia?
I'm going with Denver. I'm sorry. I'm going with
Denver.
Right,
don't worry about it. It happens. And, New England, Miami, you got the Patriots?
I got the Patriots.
Okay, I got you. All right. Should we do? We gonna do three games this week, or you wanna add a couple
games?
Cause
do three games.
Huh?
Do three games.
Okay, let's do three games. All right, the third game is gonna be Baltimore against the Detroit Lions. That's the Monday night game. Ziggy, who you got?
Detroit.
T, who you got?
Baltimore.
All right. Q, who you got?
Detroit.
All right. And I'm gonna take the Baltimore Ravens in that game. All right, so my faith in the Detroit Lions is, I don't want to start Ziggy up, but you know what it is. We got 5 minutes left in the show, man. Key, I'm going to let you lead it off, you know what I mean, say something before we get out of here. It's almost towards the end of the year. Next week we're going to have the Sports Person of the Year. Key, speak your mind before we get out of here, yo.
Glad to see Kobe back. You know, trying to figure out my school situation. We'll figure this out next season.
All right, that's what it is. T, you got anything to add before we get out of here?
And let's go Eagles.
Yeah, whatever. Ziggy, what's good before we get out of here, fam?
Hey, come on. Blame your injury on Goodell and his 9 headshots. ACL's on the rise.
Yeah, that's what it is. Indiana Pacers, 90. Miami Heat, 84. All right, for those who are interested, Cleveland Cavaliers 109, Knicks 94. 45 seconds left, Atlanta Thunder 99, Hawks 92. 30 seconds left, Nets 104, Celtics 93, 104-93 Nets over Celtics. 8.5 minutes left to go, Milwaukee 63, Chicago 59. A couple other finals, Spurs 116, Raptors 103, Wolves 121, Pistons 94. I slid that one
out
in for Ziggy.
I was watching it while the show was going on.
No doubt. Yo, I want to shout out everybody, man, that called in, man. Ziggy, thanks for calling. Kia, thank you for calling. T, thanks for checking in. You know what it is. My man Eric from West Virginia, man, salute, man. Thank you for calling. We here every Tuesday, my G. Brian, thank you for calling, man. Mr. Hollywood, definitely thank you for checking in. I would be remiss, man, and I'm kind of upset and mad at myself, man, that we didn't get a moment of silence in for Nelson Mandela, so I want to kind of slide it in right now.
Yeah.
If that's cool, I want to slide it in right now before we get out of here. Just a more quick moment of silence for Nelson Mandela right quick. All right, yo, we back in the building. I meant to do it at the beginning of the show, but, you know, things happen and all that. Shout out to my man Rich, man. You know what it is, my dude. Everything's everything, man. We got you. We're going to hold you down. Mr. Lavina in the building, thank you for holding down the board and all of that. you know what it is, man. GQ Palace Radio's in the building, man. You got the mayor in the house after further review on Tuesdays. The Divas will be in here, hard body karate strong tomorrow night. Miss T, shout out to Miss Angie, Miss Rachel, definitely holding it down for the Diva Squad. My man Chicky Chick coming in. in on a comedy tip. The Belvins do their thing on Thursday. Shout out to Big KL and his wife Tiffany holding it down. Friday, my man Rich is doing an entertainment thing. If you need me on Friday, I'm in the building, man. Holler at your boy. Sunday, Miss Lavina does her thing with my man Scribby, Big Timmy Hunter in the building, man. Spiritual Sundays, Crossroad Temple going down. You know what it is, man. We do it hard body karate all through the week, so you don't need to go nowhere else. Check out GQ Palace Radio, man. Once again, man, shout out to the callers, man. We got it in tonight, man. We had a caller from West Virginia check in, man. Appreciate the conversation. The vibe is real cool. It's the mayor, man. Every Tuesday night, man, it goes down. 8 to 10 hard body karate. Shout out to Army and Navy, man. They got the game going on Saturday. Go Navy all day, man. Navy in the building all day. The mayor's in the building, man. I'll check you out next Tuesday, man. It's going down. Peace.
Hey, y'all, this is Half Pipe. And after further review, I'm checking out the mayor on GQ Palace Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view, after further review, you know what to do.